after your wife might wash the dishes, then she might have to
dry them.
Mm-hmm. And before she dries them, sometimes she might pour cold water over them.
And you'd rinse them.
What would you call a cloth or rag that she might use to
wash them? A dish rag.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a small piece of terry cloth you might use to bathe your face?
Terry cloth, thank you. A washcloth.
What would you call a cloth or rag that you might use in drying dishes?
Drying rag.
After bathing, what would you dry yourself with?
A towel.
What would you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
It was so cold last night that the water pipes
burst.
If you bought a large quantity of molasses, how might it come?
I think it would come in a jar.
What would a stand be? If you bought a stand of lard or a stand of molasses?
I don't know that one.
Did you ever, what amount of corn might you take to a mill to be ground?
In my case, like I said, we ground our own. We didn't ever take it to the mill or anything. We had our own hand grinders out there. Mm-hmm. And it was set for for making grindage fine and then come on up a little bit further for straightening different types of stuff on to the coast when we use for what they call the scratch feed for the chicken.
Mm-hmm. What would nails come in?
Not in kegs.
What would you call these pieces of metal that might run around a barrel?
Around the barrel, let's see. I would call them bands, but they have them another name someplace.
What would you call a musical instrument that children might play and they hold it?
Harp, mouth organ.
What about something you might hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers and twang?
Juice harp.
What would you, what kinds of tools might a carpenter use?
A hammer, saw, square, hatchet, crowbar. Those, I think, would be the major one.
If you have a wagon and two horses, what would you call a long wooden piece between the horses?
Single tree.
And what would a double tree be?
I don't know.
What would you call part of a wagon? You know, on a wagon wheel, you got this thing that comes apart. And do you know what you might call these different parts of a wagon wheel?
Well, you got the spokes, you have the hub, you have the axle.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Some of them had springs on them. Mm-hmm. And you had the part, the shafts. Mm-hmm. That's the two setups that you put up to the, for the horse, you know, to hook onto the harness. And then you had, what else? And a lot of times you have, in certain cases, where you put your pin in for hitching them, and then you had your seats on there, and you had your that headboard up there that go right behind the horses.
Mm-hmm. What about on a wheel? You have the hub and the spokes, and sometimes they came apart in six pieces. Did you ever call that a felly?
A who?
A felly.
I know what you're talking about, but I've seen them work on it, but I don't know whether they call it that or not.
If there was a log across the road, you might have to tie a rope to it and...
pull it.
Mm-hmm. And if it didn't come too easy, you might have to, say you were, maybe you could tie a horse and a rope to the log and he would,
pull it, yeah.
Or you could say that the horse was pulling it or dragging it.
I would say the horse was dragging it.
Uh-huh. We have quite a few stumps out of there with mules and chains. You might say the horse has quite a few stumps out of there.
To pull out.
Uh-huh. Or to...
pull out or drag out.
And the horse has, or we have, quite a few stumps. We have pulled, or we have...